From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A Cornell University researcher has developed a new, flavorful, and highly productive cherry tomato that, when ripe, is green. The new variety, called Jaded, was created by Associate Horticultural Professor Philip Griffiths, who bred it from four heirloom varieties. The Packer.com reports Jaded's skin color becomes translucent like a gooseberry and adopts a golden hue when ripe. Griffiths says challenges came in knowing when it was ripe, but also the perception of people to a green tomato. The U.S. Meat Export Federation believes outlook is very positive for continued growth in 2020. USMEF's Korea Director Jihei Yang says Korea's domestic beef production cannot keep pace with growing demand, and well-marbled, high-quality U.S. beef is very appealing to Korean consumers. Australian beef production is being impacted by drought-induced herd liquidation, which has more Korean food service operators relying on U.S. beef. Lower tariffs under the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement also help make U.S. beef more affordable. The National Pork Producers Council is calling the FDA's misrepresentation of a gene-edited livestock research project the latest stall tactic designed to rationalize a regulatory grasp on an emerging technology that must be regulated by the USDA if the U.S. is to maintain its global leadership position in agriculture. NPPC President David Herring says while other countries move quickly on this advancement to gain competitive advantage, the U.S. is falling far behind. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.